This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, and welcome to all of you who are joining me today. Our topic is going to be lively, and it is something that I use all during the year, but I'm going to give you my top stress-free holiday hints and tips. These are my top five tips. And in that mix, I'm also going to encourage you to join us weekly. We have so many great sessions on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Well, we're going to talk about the holidays, and I really want to start with prayer. And that goes without saying. In fact, that is one of the things I want to encourage you. In fact, it's not even on the list because prayer goes without saying. And, you know, really read the book of Romans. There are so many encouraging scriptures there. But in the book of Romans, you know, there's a verse, and I believe it's Romans 8:1. You know, in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. And we need to remember that because I think during the holidays, no matter how much we try to plan ahead, how many things we do, there is always going to be some element of stress. And so we can't entirely relieve stress. I remember as a young mom, I was at the doctor's with migraines. And the doctor, you know, started saying, you know, well, this could be stress-related. And I just kind of laughed and said, well, everybody's life, you know, has some measure of stress in it. And it really is the way that we react to stress. If we give in and succumb to it, a lot of times that will just make things worse. So we don't want to do that. But do pray, and as you move forward, you know, ask the Lord for His help, because so many times I try to do things on my own strength. You know, I feel like God has given me these gifts, and, you know, organization is not one, but ideas is one. And I love to be creative and to decorate with silk flowers. I'm not a big house decorator, but I am a seasonal decorator. I don't know if that's even possible, I think, because it's within the realm of craft. So I love to decorate in the fall with fall leaves and, you know, flower arrangements and little things that, you know, make me think of the fall weather, especially living in Florida where everything is green this time of year. But, you know, more than that, it just gives me a sense of joy. And I love that. I love that I can look right beside my computer as I'm recording today, and I see this little, you know, fall leaf decoration right here. And, you know, it just gives me a sense of peace and joy. So do those kinds of little things to just build up and, you know, do keep in prayer, because while God has given us different gifts, and we all have them, and if you don't think you have any gifts, you know, ask your spouse, ask your children. They'll tell you what your gifts are. And we have to remember to go to the Lord and just ask Him before we embark on any big project or on, you know, any different offshoot of where we should be. First and foremost, ladies, and I'm speaking from the heart here, is we are called to be wives, mothers, and homemakers. And so even though I own businesses and I run things online, I really try very hard not to forget that. I know that there are times where my family has had to wait because I've had a deadline I need to reach, or, you know, like right now, they are eating lunch and I'm recording. But there are times when we know that there is something going on and I have, you know, a job obligation that I need to fulfill. But one of the reasons I picked lunchtime is because my kids like to take an extended break at lunch because they've been working hard in the morning. So I feel like I have some leeway here, that they're going to be taking a break anyway. So I work things around their schedule. So just remember that, you know, for those of you who work from home, that there are some, you know, different remedies and things you can do. But, you know, before I do anything major, I really go to the Lord and pray. And a lot of times, some of the things that I want to do are just not going to happen, you know, during my time span or even this year. So I have to just let go and let God on those things. So let's go through these stress-free holiday hints and tips, okay? Let's start with number one. And the first is, each year I build upon a foundation of the last. And what I mean by that is, you know, as a young mom, I looked at all of these magazines, and I tell you what, that is something that is not a good thing to do, especially if you're a young mom with a small family just starting out. And I know what has replaced the glossy magazines as of this recording is Pinterest. And those of you that love Pinterest will look at those boards and look at those amazing blog posts of all of these perfect moms doing these perfect things and just feel like you are failing your family. Well, remember that scripture, you are not failing your family, and you have to remember that what is most important is them. You know, some days I was happy just to say, you know, we all made it through the day, and that was the most important thing to me. So one of the things I want you to remember is if those types of activities cause you stress, you need to remove yourself from them. For me, going to the stores caused me stress because there were things that I wanted to purchase that were not within my budget. I had worked as a teacher for a couple of years and had a nice little salary coming in, not a lot because this was a long time ago, and you know, it's probably all relative now, but we went from two incomes to one. And I had to learn that I couldn't just purchase everything that I wanted. So I enjoyed arts and crafts anyway, and I started small. I started, you know, with little decorations in my home and, you know, just whether it was repurposing something or spray painting a vase to, you know, match whatever the holiday season was. You know, I did that. It was amazing. Some of those faux finish spray cans that we had even back then that could change a look of something, you know, to fit. And I enjoyed doing that, those kinds of things. And I really, truly started avoiding going to the stores. I used to meet my mother-in-law at the mall weekly. We used to go for lunch, and I remember having two little kids, and that was a fun outing to go to lunch with her. But then, you know, I would tell her I can't do a lot of window shopping because it's really stressful, and she totally understood that. So, you know, if it's something that is stressful, just, you know, stay away from that. And then the other thing is, you know, I admit I am not the best bargain shopper, but if you can hold off till after the holidays, that is where I saw this linen tablecloth I really, really liked. And it was way out of my budget, besides which I entertain about 25 to 30 people during the holidays. And when I was a young mom, I didn't. We would go to my mother-in-law's, or we would go to my parents who lived in a different town. So I didn't host, you know, the holidays back then when I had little kids, but I do now. And especially as my parents aged and my mom died and my dad moved in, and now my in-laws are older, so they come here. So I found that, you know, hosting it here was easier for them, and I'll talk to you, you know, number four is enlisting other help, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. But what I did was each year I added to the things I wanted, and so I set up a lot of tables. So in order to buy these beautiful linen tablecloths with the gorgeous fall flowers, fall leaves, not flowers, leaves, you know, it was out of my budget. So I found those same tablecloths way in the back of a homeware department store for like something like, you know, 80% off, and I had a coupon. So that was one of my very rare holiday splurges after the holiday. And it's always hard, you know, especially for Thanksgiving time, because you're making Christmas purchases. But I always try to leave a little bit of money on the side for some of the things that I want to purchase. And I just kind of keep that tucked away in my wallet, and I keep cash tucked away in my wallet so that I can do that. So whatever that is, but you build upon your last year's, you know, purchases or crafts and things like that. And I found now I'm on autopilot. I mean, now I have tablecloths, I have linen napkins, I have handmade napkin rings, because the ones I wanted were $4 or $5 a piece. So we ended up creating our own. And that was really a fun project that I did with my kids as part of our homeschooling. So that's something you can do and build upon. If you're a young mom, remember, it's 1 year at a time. You know, really, don't go overboard, because it's just, you know, way, way too much, and especially with the little ones. And then the things that I treasure are always our handmade objects. You know, those are to me the best. And then the second is I recreate stir-to-please recipes. I don't start with some souffle or something that has a chance of being ruined. 1 year, my sister-in-law wanted to make a turkey, so she ordered, you know, this very delicious and expensive organic turkey. And I have these really cool ovens, and they have a probe, that a meat probe that you can set into the turkey, but she didn't want to do that. And she had, you know, created this recipe at home with her turkeys, and it worked perfectly in the time that she normally had set aside for that. Well, you know, I kind of warned her that my ovens were a little bit different, and so, you know, I kind of backed off and let her do it. Well, the turkey was undercooked, and if you know anything about turkeys, if you take a turkey out of the oven, I learned something that year, and you let it sit and then try to put it back in the oven to cook it again, it takes a while for that turkey to heat up to the temperature it needs to be at in order to cook. So needless to say, our meal was delayed by about 2 hours, which for most of us was not a big deal, because we had tons of appetizers and fun things to eat, and the kids were having fun playing outside. It was a gorgeous day, and the windows were open, and the doors were open, and, you know, the relatives from up north were wanting to go swimming anyway before the meal, whereas the Florida kids say it's too cold. So it was fine, but the in-laws were not happy, and they wanted to eat. So we had already prepared a baked ham, and I always have two different entrees so that if one fails, we always have a backup. So that's just another little tip. But I never try to do something different, and that just saves me a lot of hassle. So, you know, that's something that you may want to consider. If you do want to try something new, I would really recommend you try it ahead of time. And, you know, 1 year we decided to make mini pies instead of a whole pumpkin pie or a whole apple pie or a whole cherry pie or a whole cheesecake, because I had so many leftovers and people were traveling, so it wasn't like they could take, you know, half a cheesecake on the airplane with them. So, you know, I said to my husband, you know, well, if we stick it in the freezer, nobody will eat it. And, you know, my neighbors were the recipients of a lot of our leftovers because they don't bake. But 1 year I decided to make little mini pies, and I just took mini muffin tins and the already prepared pie crust that you can just, you know, unroll, but you roll it out a little bit thinner. I learned that. Because if you just use it as is when you normally make a pie, it's great for a pie, but if the crust is a little bit too thick for the minis. So just roll it out a little bit thinner, and then I used a biscuit cutter and cut the round shapes and sprayed a muffin tin stuck the little pie crust in there. You can even use muffin tin liners if you want. You flatten those out, and you put the little round cutout shape on top of that, and then you stick it in your mini tins. And then just bake them, and then you can fill them later with, you know, like I even made chocolate pudding. So we had some like mini chocolate pies and cheesecakes that were baked, and I have a cheese pie recipe that's really very quick. It takes about 15 minutes in the little mini muffins. And so then I went to, let's go to number three, where I say freezer meals rock. Then what I did at Thanksgiving time was I made some pumpkin and cheesecake and some of the other things, and I didn't bake them, but I just froze them. And I used a really good freezer container that I have. I do have the thing that sucks out all the air, but it doesn't work well with this kind of thing because it's too delicate, so you don't want to use that. But so anyway, I had pies ready for Christmas time. And, you know, it was the first year I tried it. So, of course, I baked them ahead of time to see if it would work out, and it did. It was fabulous, and I didn't have to worry about, you know, baking a bunch of things because we have so many cookies and things like that, and everybody brings dessert. So these little mini things work out really well, and they refrigerate well so that when you feel like a little snack or you want to have a little piece of pumpkin pie, a little piece of chocolate, and cheesecake, you can do all of those three things with your little minis. And I probably will write a blog post about that because I'm going to be making them soon. So, but, you know, that is something that works. Also, my family loves lasagna. Okay, what can I say? I'm Italian, and so they like to come and have lasagna. And this is not even my Italian side of the family. This is my American side of the family, my husband's sisters. So a few weeks ago, as we're recording, we're in the middle of Thanksgiving, or the middle of November, sorry. And a few weeks ago, I made lasagna. So I actually made two extra trays that are already in the freezer and ready to go for Thanksgiving Day. And so I will take those out a day or so ahead of time and put them in the fridge so that they can thaw in the fridge and they'll be ready to bake on Thanksgiving Day. So that, again, it saves me a ton of time. And that way I can enjoy the family. And so it is something that I have learned to do, that when I am making some big meal, I usually make extra. I do that with homemade enchiladas. We've tried it with, you know, grilled chicken and things like that, and that works well. And then we can pull those out and make something quickly. But I've used it for cookie dough that I make ahead, and I roll in a log, and then you can just slice and bake. And a lot of things that I know that we're going to be hard-pressed in time, and so, you know, those work. We're going to take a really short little commercial break here, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about number four, enlisting help. Have you attended homeschool conventions? It's something I love to do. It allows me to listen to amazing speakers, spend time with other like-minded friends, and purchase curriculum. However, after the conference lights dim and I'm heading home, the excitement begins to wane. And it is just for that purpose that the Ultimate Homeschool Expo was created. It's a convention in a box. Choose from one or all six ready-to-download conferences. Each MP3 file is easy to access and makes a great gift for a homeschool mom. Check out all our recorded titles at ultimatehomeschoolexpo.com. The encouragement you need every day. Brought to you by Media Angels Publishing. Hi, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is another episode of the Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we're talking about some stress-free holiday tips, and I'm giving you the rundown of my five top tips. The first was to build upon last year's creations. If you have holiday decorations and things like that, Just every year, just add one little thing, or if you're like I am and you've been adding for years, there's no need to buy anything, and that's where I am currently. That, you know, for the last, oh gosh, quite a few years, I don't really add anything to my holiday decorations. They're just ready to go. They're in a box that I keep under my, one under my bed and one up in my closet. And when it's time to decorate with our fall leaves or, you know, put those away and pull out the Christmas stuff, then I am ready to go. The second is when you are creating, especially for a family gathering, whether you're bringing a meal or you have people over, be sure to recreate recipes that are tried and true. This is not the time to start with something that you've never made before. It really does, you know, lower your stress level. The third is to use the freezer as much as you can. I know some people don't have an extra freezer, which I do. In fact, we have another, we have an upright freezer and we have a chest freezer that I don't keep plugged in all year round. In fact, it's not even plugged in right now, but it will soon be because that's where I put overflow things. And you can get chest freezers at garage sales and things like that for really an inexpensive price. And then when you need them, you know, you can use them for that extra overflow. And I prepare way ahead of time so that I've got those meals ready to go, especially during the holidays. And number four is to enlist help. And we have a question here from Tiffany from Oregon. And Tiffany asks, do you have any ideas on how to make the holiday special when mom is recovering from back surgery? And Tiffany, your question came at a perfect time because number four is enlist help. You really, at this point, really need to rest. And I know that, you know, the kids may be looking to you for some encouragement, and I don't really know if you can let me know the ages of your kids. But one of the things I will say is with little children especially, it doesn't take very much work at all. I know when my kids were little, the thing that they loved the best was making those paper chains. As silly as that is. And I always had extra construction paper and things like that. Again, you know, it's something to buy when there's a sale or you can buy them in bulk. And I found a lot of times now when the grandkids are over, we will do things like that. And I know that one of my grandchildren a year or so ago was complaining that they didn't have a lot of Thanksgiving decorations like grandma does, you know, and it's because, you know, my daughter hasn't been married as long as I have, and she's slowly building up, and her house is smaller, and, you know, there's budgetary restrictions like there was, you know, when I first got married. And so one of the things the kids did with me is we took some brown paper, we took orange, and we took white. And I believe yellow. I asked, you know, if I asked them what colors, it was like blue and green, you know, colors that weren't, quote, holiday appropriate. And even the white I wouldn't have used, but it did brighten up the starker colors. And so on some of the strips, they wanted to draw some things, and that was fine, or color, or, you know, do whatever. And I just cut them in thin strips, and we made this huge paper chain. They loved it. And it, you know, it either you can use a stapler, and they were little, so it was really hard for them to staple. So I sat there and stapled when they folded the little circle over. So you can do some sort of age-appropriate craft that makes it special for them. And, you know, that way it's not going to break the budget. The other thing is, you know, if there's family nearby that can help, this would be a year that you are not hosting the holiday. I know that at one point, you know, it was really difficult because we had my mother who lived a couple hours away, my mom and dad, and they ran a restaurant, so they couldn't take off long periods for the holidays. In fact, Christmas Eve, unfortunately, was one of their highest producing days because so many restaurants were closed. And so that was one of the, you know, things that they stayed open on Christmas Eve. But Christmas Day, after we opened presents and we went to my in-laws and opened presents there, we would head to visit my mom and dad. And that was something that we had worked out with our families ahead of time. So as you know, my parents retired, they moved closer to us, and my in-laws moved closer, and we had a big enough house. I ended up hosting everyone here. And it was difficult to, you know, especially for my in-laws to not, you know, continue on with their tradition, which was hosting the entire family or the extended family that came to visit. Now, as they are more elderly, they totally get it, and they're fine with me hosting. In fact, my mother-in-law is always really gracious and tries to either make something or give me a check, and politely I accept because it's their way of giving back. So if you can enlist someone, you know, if you're connected to a church or you have family nearby, or get the kids involved and just say to them, you know, let's do something special this year, and let's do something that is going to represent our family and giving thanks. I've heard of people, you know, going outdoors and getting a branch, a thankful branch, they call it. And, you know, here it's really hard to find bare branches, but if you're up north, it isn't. And putting that in a little bucket of plaster Paris in a, you know, some sort of planter bucket. And in that way, you know, having this little tree that they've spray painted, and then from the branches, they add different things that they're thankful for, and they really enjoy that. You know, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a super expensive or, you know, labor intense. You know, whatever it is, make it be something that's representative of your family. And the other thing is, you know, really look at that scripture, and I'm going to pull that up right now because I would like to read it instead of just paraphrasing that. And that is the scripture about being thankful, because it is really more than that. It's a scripture about not condemning either others or yourself. It's Romans 8, 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Don't look at others. Keep your eyes focused on yourself and the tools that you have for right now. Not everybody is equipped in the same way. Not everybody has the same budget. And you really can't look at yourself as, you know, having failed or not been, you know, not been the one who has, you know, created the most memorable holiday. Because, you know, if that's our goal, then we're all going to fall short. I found, this is kind of an off topic, but it just really is a perfect example for this. I used to do a lot of workshops, hands-on workshops for children, because with our books that were unit studies, a lot of times we would create these ideas of experiments and we weren't sure that they would work out. So we would host these, you know, very inexpensive get-togethers, and I would have these stations set up and allow the children to go with instructions from place to place. And, you know, their moms were there too, and it was like, you know, these huge centers of experiments. So they would come out and spend 2 or 3 hours and just go through as many experiments as they wanted to. And so they had the instructions as well as, you know, a scientific method sheet and things like that. And so for the experiments that worked out really well, we included them in our activity packs. So one year I was watching these kids who would not leave the baking soda and vinegar table. And there were, you know, little activities that they could do to explode baggies, to inflate balloons, to shoot off rockets. And they were delighted. I cannot tell you how excited these boys were. And their mother came up to me and she goes, how do I move them on to the next thing? And I said, well, let's do this. And I went to the boys and I said, okay, boys, you know, look, I've got huge supplies underneath here, you know, gallons of baking soda and vinegar. I said, go ahead and move on. And when we're done, if you guys will help clean up, I will give you the leftovers. And their eyes grew large. Like, okay, Mrs. Gerwitz, this is great. Later, I found out from one of the boys that they lived in this beautiful community that, you know, had the manicured lawns and things like that, and they just did not have the opportunity to do this kind of thing and make this huge mess. And their mom wasn't quite as delighted as they were that they were going to be taking this stuff home. And so I told her, I said, well, maybe you can take them to the park one day and, you know, do it somewhere else other than home. But the point is, here are these really rich kids who are delighting in baking soda and vinegar, which are very inexpensive items. And so sometimes we don't realize that the simplistic things in life are what make the kids happy. And so, you know, if we're trying to do all these extravagant things, you know, all they're going to remember is that the simple things are the best. And so, you know, that's just food for thought. And the last thing I want to share with you is and especially because I host a lot of people both for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter, what I do is I start a day or preferably two before. And that means that the house is clean, you know, that means we can tidy and pick up and sweep because we do have a dog that's an inside dog. And so, you know, we do want to make sure that the floors are swept and things last minute. But, like, all of everything is ready to go the weekend before the holiday, and then we can do a really quick cleanup beforehand. But we set up all of our tables. We set up, you know, I have all the linen ready to go. The napkins are ready to go. I make little name tags, which are super easy to print out on the computer and fold for each person. And I save them every year. If they get really dirty, then I just replace the two or three that need to be replaced. And so, you know, that's what we do. And so the day of, there's really not a whole lot to do. So on Thanksgiving, I can relax, you know, other than putting the turkey in, we even make the ham the day before. You know, there's not a whole lot to do. I peel my potatoes the day before, and I cook them a little bit in boiling water. My sweet potato casserole is done a day or two before. Any green bean casserole, I tell you, we really stick to the traditional things, you know, is done ahead of time. You know, and so I can just put those things in the oven. Now, I will tell you that I have forgotten to put some of these things in the oven ahead of time, and so that has been problematic. And so, you know, that is something, you know, that you might want to make a list, because once company comes, I'm enjoying my company, and we're snacking on crackers and, you know, the cheese that's been cut up ahead of time and put in little baggies and things like that. So I can just pull things out and pop them on a plate or cook last minute, you know, appetizers and that kind of thing, and not have it be this huge undertaking that, you know, just can't happen. And then I also am very blessed at this point in my life with three teenagers and one adult son that lives at home, and my dad, who I don't think anyone makes a baked ham better than he does. And he's not a turkey lover, so we leave it to my sister-in-law, or I make the turkey. So, you know, those kinds of things are done way ahead of time so that we can enjoy the day. So I hope that this has been beneficial to you, and that in some way you can, you know, work things out. Okay, I have another question here that I'm going to go to, and that is Jill asks, what about those who have certain dietary restrictions? That makes it really difficult. Oh, gosh, Jill, it really does. And I have to say that, you know, we are blessed in our family that is a situation that we have, but I know of families that are gluten-free. And recently my daughter had a birthday party, and she was aware that several of the children had allergy to gluten. So she had a couple of things that they could eat, plus their mom brought some things. And so if you can supply that type of thing for the family coming, or if it's your family that has some dietary restrictions, then you probably want to make sure that you have some food that, you know, your family can eat. If you're going somewhere, you'll probably need to bring the food. I don't know how difficult it is, or, you know, if it really is something, because I know for some people, certain things are really life-threatening, and so you'll have to be careful of that. Well, guys, it has been a pleasure to talk to you about some stress-free ways that you can combat the holidays, and I also have a blog post that I've put up that gives you a list of my stress busters, so you'll want to go and look at that. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to meeting with you again next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and DaVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.